Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
How do we turn horror into triumph? Stephen King's journey offers an answer. He defied the odds, turning setbacks into a legacy of success. Stephen King's childhood was marked by challenges. Abandoned by his father at 2, his family grappled with financial strain. His mother worked tirelessly, and amidst the struggle, King found solace in the pages of science fiction and horror tales.
According to my mother, I can only tell you family legend, he said he was going out for cigarettes and never came back, so it must have been a hard pack to find. Listen, I grew up interested in nightmares, scary stories, things that go bump in the night. And my mother used to read Fate magazine, which was about the paranormal and flying saucers and all that stuff. And she would read the stories to me, and I was fascinated.
Recognizing her son's passion, King's mother managed to scrape together funds to gift him a typewriter. With this tool, he began crafting stories, sending his dreams to the pages of magazines.
My brother and I were both readers. And at some point along the way, I decided that I wanted to be a writer. So I started to type up stories on an old typewriter that I had, and I started to send them to magazines, and I pounded a nail into the wall, and I'd get the rejection slips back, and I would put them on that nail, and around the time that I turned 17 or 18, the nail fell out of the wall because there were so many rejection slips on it. So I got a bigger nail. And if there's any secret that I know to success, it's if you don't succeed, get a bigger nail.
Yet, success remained elusive. Through university, King juggled various jobs to support himself, meeting his future wife along the way. But as new parents, they faced financial hardship. Rejected in his pursuit of a teaching position, King turned to selling short stories to make ends meet. A discarded story, rescued by his wife, would prove the turning point in their lives. With the breakthrough success of Carrie, King's path transformed. A paperback sale birthed a literary phenomenon, propelling him to best-selling status.
It did. It just grew a little bit too long, and I threw it away, and my wife fished it out and said, "This is sort of amusing. You ought to go on with this." And so I did.
Is that exactly what she said?
No, it isn't exactly what she said. She said it was really good, and she wanted to read. She said she wanted to read the rest of it.
Why didn't you want to write the rest of it?
It's too hard. I was lazy. And also, it was going to be too long. I didn't understand how I could possibly market something like that, and frankly, I needed the money. And it was a story that was clearly going to outgrow any of the markets that I sold to. They were mostly the sort of magazines where you turn them sideways, a picture falls out.
From that moment, Stephen King emerged as a literary giant. Works like The Shining, The Stand, It, Pet Sematary, and The Dark Tower trilogy cemented his legacy. Unyielding in his creativity, King continues to pen bestsellers, a testament to his enduring impact on the world of literature. From his journey, we learn to embrace your passion. King's dedication teaches us that success thrives when you love what you do. Embrace rejection. King's resilience in the face of setbacks shows us that learning from rejection is a key step towards achievement. Pursue ideas you cherish. King's narrative demonstrates that creativity flourishes when fueled by genuine enjoyment.
I think that if you spend too much time worrying about what the audience is going to like, that they're not going to like anything that you do. I just look for ideas that I really enjoy, something that I really want to live with for a while, like the story about the people under the dome. Mm-hmm. And I get into it, most of the time, and then I just have a ball. I never finished a book and felt like I'm glad that's done. I usually finish a book and say, geez, I don't want to say goodbye to these people. And if the people who read it feel the same way, then I'm really happy.